Few combat environments are more difficult than cities. The uncertainties of maneuvering through urban traffic, locating unfamiliar buildings, and trying to prevent injury to innocent civilians present challenges that require lots of special training. In the second of his reports on Marine Expeditionary Units, NPR's David Malpas followed a group of Marines through a mock urban warfare assault on Macon, Georgia.
A heavy dose of reality, that's what the Marines try to provide during exercises like this one last month in Macon. The munitions may be watered down or simulated at times, but it's about as close to the real thing as you can get. For 2 weeks, the Marines are taken away from their home base and put in an environment where a lot more variables are at play. Major Jim Deasy helps design and critique urban war games for the Marines.
These Marines are out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. There's only so many things you can do aboard Camp Lejeune before you've seen it all. Whereas you come to a city like Macon, or we've been to other places such as Savannah or Jacksonville, Florida, it gets them to have to deal with a lot of new issues.
The 600 Marines being tested in Macon are part of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit. They create their own maps of Macon from imagery provided by Harrier jets flying high overhead. They learn to insert reconnaissance teams for ground-level intelligence gathering without being detected by an opposition force, and they detonate explosives. All this wargaming takes place with the full support of city officials. Colonel Richard Mills, who commands the Marine unit, says police, fire, and other local departments coordinate with the military to make sure the public knows it's only practice.
We will sacrifice realism, and we often do, in order to ensure that we have a safe exercise and an exercise that has as little impact on the local population as possible. We'll pick times and places where we won't disrupt traffic patterns or bother people as they try to sleep.
Most of the practice raids are conducted at night, as they would be in a real assault, with helicopters whizzing by rooftops and skimming above telephone wires. These days, the Marines place a strong emphasis on role-playing that involves terrorists. The Marines are trained to conduct numerous special missions, from capturing terrorist leaders to destruction of a biological weapons factory. Colonel Mills outlines the scenario played out in Macon, an assault on a large building in the heart of downtown.
The mission is that there is a local group that's holding some arms and trafficking in arms, and we've been asked by the friendly local government to assist them in stopping it.
As officers decide how to insert the assault team into the city, key members of the team check their weapons. Typically, snipers are the first to shoot, often from distances of 1,000 yards or more, after being in a concealed spot for several hours or even days. When taking a shot from such distances, even the slightest movement can cause a miss. So snipers, like Sergeant Clayton Martin, learn slow breathing techniques.
You have to try to slow your heartbeat down as much as you can, which is something else that's very difficult.
What do you do with your mental process this long time when you're out in a recon position and, you know, waiting for a shot? What do you think about?
You'll spend hours working the bolt and working the trigger, aiming at nothing. And also, you just get in a position, and I personally just try to clear my mind, think about nothing, but holding still.
Helicopters, Cobra gunships, provide cover from the air for the Marines on the ground. In this exercise, the Marines are inside an 18-wheeler commercial truck headed towards the target building when trouble is spotted.
I got activity on the east side of Martin Luther King Boulevard.
The Marine truck is being followed by suspected terrorists. The Cobra pilots tell the Marines what they are seeing from above.
Scotty, you have a bad vehicle 50 meters behind your truck.
There it is.
You understand I have a bad vehicle 50 meters behind my truck?
Affirm.
And the choppers remove the threat. In this case, the airstrikes against the terrorist vehicles are simulated by the helicopter, painting them with lasers.
They're on the move.
Two vehicles destroyed.
Good hits lead, dash two.
At the site of the target building, things have not gone so smoothly. A small advance party of Marines arrives on the scene ahead of schedule. The 18-wheeler with the main Marine assault force won't be at the building for almost 4 more minutes. Enough time, perhaps, in a real operation, for the terrorists to kill any hostages, destroy documents, and escape.
That particular piece of timing was not quite how we had planned it.
That's Captain Carl Watt, leader of the reconnaissance company, conducting the raid on the building. The Marine snipers are forced to take their shots early at the terrorists guarding the outside of the building.
The terrorists saw the blocking position pull in a few moments prior to when they were supposed to. We call that a mission compromise. The enemy knows we're there. We've lost the element of surprise that required us to go into what's called an immediate assault.
The exercise is reviewed meticulously the following day, and Marines are told mistakes are to be expected at this stage. Despite the timing error at a critical moment in the assault, Colonel Mills gives them an overall B+.
In everything that we did, we improved. We looked better than the first STX. I gave you an hour on the objective. You accomplished the mission in 59 minutes. We'll cut that back next time. Inside the house, tremendous performance. I came in, took a look at all the shots, including the sniper shots outside, dead right on. Just keep working, keep improving, keep tightening up those little things that make the difference. Remember, in these operations, the devil is in the detail. We got to master the details.
Colonel Mills reminds his Marines they are a little more than halfway through their six-month training before deployment on ships that will roam the Mediterranean Sea. And everyone here knows they stand a very good chance of putting these skills to work in real operations. The day after the urban warfare training in Macon, Georgia, Captain Watt is already thinking about how the bar will be raised in the next set of exercises.
Perhaps it'll be a mobile terrorist lab where we'll have to take down a vehicle simultaneously with the raid on the facility. Increasing number of personnel to capture or eliminate, increasing number of explosives, weapons to recover, a further distance to travel to get to the site, things of that nature.
David Malpas, NPR News.